WISR680.com. It's your turn. 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. It's the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn. And it's a cloudy day, but we are at least starting to dry out a little bit. The rains that came overnight, and boy, we had some rain, didn't we? Whew, downpours even before dawn. They've kind of petered out and moved on. It's a gray day, and it's quite blustery outside. If you haven't been outside yet, it's pretty windy. Blowing those leaves around. Coming up on the program today, a little bit later, we're going to be talking about Hang Tough, which is it's a second year, I think, for this holiday program. It's a stocking stuffer type thing for a great cause. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. And also, the Slippery Rock Business Association will be the subject of discussion when we'll have guests from the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, including Chamber President Stan Kosciuszko later on the program today. But first, we have members of the cast of the upcoming Sing Hosanna Performing Arts Group production of The Music Man. And Ralph Christie Jr. is the founder and executive producer and director of Sing Hosanna. Ralph, good to see you.
I'm here. Thank you.
Music Man goes on the boards this weekend, right?
It does. Yeah, we're excited. Yeah.
When and where exactly?
Well, it's this coming weekend, Veterans Day weekend. It's going to be at the Suck Up Theater at Butler County Community College. The show dates are Friday evening, November 9th, and Saturday evening, November 10th. Both shows start at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And also a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock, November the 11th. All seating is $15 per seat, and the seating is not reserved. We are also going to be celebrating all the veterans in the audience, so we'll be acknowledging them, and we will also have a veterans display in the lobby then, too.
Well, Sunday is Veterans Day.
Yep.
Although many observances will be on Monday, the actual Veterans Day is on Sunday, yep. So that's most appropriate.
Yeah.
We have three members of the cast with us in the studio as well. Kelly Langdon portrays Mrs. Peru. Kelly, nice to have you here today.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Mrs. Peru is the mother of Marion the Librarian, right? Am I remember that correctly?
Yes, I'm the mother of a 26-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son.
That's kind of an unusual thing, isn't it?
Quite the spread.
Well, you can get away with that in Broadway and in the movies. Also with us is Michael Traverso. Michael, nice to meet you. Nice to have you here today.
Good to be here, Dave.
You are playing. You've got the lead part. You're the music man, huh?
I do, Professor Harold Hill.
Professor Harold Hill. Professor.
Well, he calls himself Professor.
And he's got that written right on his suitcase, right?
He certainly does.
Professor Harold Hill, but not really.
That's my secret.
And also with us is the young actor who's portraying Winthrop, and that's Connor Langdon. Connor, nice to see you today.
It's great to be here.
I mentioned as Connor came into the studio here, we were chatting a couple of minutes before we went on the air. Connor looks a little bit like Winthrop.
Yeah, from the original movie. Yeah, yeah. Ron Howard. Yeah. Lots
very,
of freckles.
A very young Ron Howard.
Yes, very young. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
When was that movie version made? Must have been in the 60s?
Had to be in the 60s, I
somewhere.
Think. Yeah, late 60s. Maybe mid-60s, yeah.
Ronnie Howard, it's hard to tell, because he looked baby-faced even later
in life.
That's
true,
but,
yeah.
Not anymore, but...
Right, yeah.
He did back then. And I'm guessing, Connor, that your mom is in this show, is that right?
Oh, yes.
I'll bet she's sitting right beside you right now, huh?
Yep.
Kelly, has Connor done other shows before, or is this his first effort?
No, this is his very first show, and we were just thrilled that Mr. Ralph gave him the role of Winthrop. Connor is a good little singer, and he's just learned so much through this production.
Where do you go to school, Connor?
I'm homeschooled.
Oh, really? So do you keep track of what grade you're in when you're homeschooled?
Or? Oh, yes, we are. We are big on keeping track of that. He's in fourth grade and doing very well.
When I was in fourth grade, about the only... Well, I remember two things. That's when I learned my multiplication tables in fourth grade. You probably do that in second grade these days. Huh?
They started in second grade. Now he's doing big, fat, long division. So that's arithmetic is a fun part of school.
Mm. Also in fourth grade, I missed a month of school because I got hit in the mouth with a baseball bat.
Oh, wow.
These are the things that stick in your mind.
Yeah, it would.
At that age, yes. Well, at any rate, Connor, it's nice to have you. So are you enjoying the experience of, getting ready to be on stage for the first time?
Yes, I think it's one of my favorite shows.
Are you familiar with The Music Man? You know the show?
Yeah, I guess.
You watched the movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little bit. Now, as I recall, Winthrop plays the cornet or the trumpet, right?
And he gets to play the cornet. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's the difference between a cornet and a trumpet anyway? They're about the same.
Cornet's a smaller trumpet, yeah.
Oh, okay. But it still has three keys and everything?
I think so, yes.
Same thing. Well, tell us a little bit about the plot. We'll go to you first of all, Michael, since you're portraying Harold Hill. We're not giving away any secrets. Most people are familiar with this show, I think. Harold Hill is the consummate con man, is he not?
That is correct, yes. I am coming into the town of River City, Iowa, and my plan is to sell the idea of a marching band or a kids' band. And I'll sell instruments, instruction books, and all that. And it's funny because I come into town and no one in town takes me seriously right away. Mm-hmm. They're like, they want nothing to do with me. But eventually I win them over and I'll have a couple of individuals that are stopping me along the way, including Marion, the librarian, the mayor of the town, Mayor Shin. All in all, I end up succeeding with money in my pocket and a band that I don't know how to play.
And, of course, you have absolutely no intent of actually forming a band or any of that sort of thing. It's all a charade, right?
Exactly. It's all a charade. I take the money. Everyone gets what they were promised, but then there's actually not really a band, and I try to get the first train out of town.
You're gone, huh?
Yes.
The movie version opens with Professor Hill coming into town on a train. Is that the way the stage version opens as
well? It is. I've switched it up a little bit. They're at the train station versus on the train.
Mm-hmm. And there's at least one number there in the beginning, right?
Yeah, it starts out with actually no orchestra underneath it. It's a rhythm piece, and all the salesmen sing talk it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great number.
It's a rhythm piece because it sounds like a train, right?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you can imagine that.
Huh? Yeah.
You have a nice cast of characters to ride on the train?
Oh, we do, yeah. We have about 60 in the cast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And it's been a fun show to do. I was surprised that it was the cast really enjoyed it. And through the community, people are really anxious to see it. It's not done very often anymore. But it's a great slice of Americana, and it'll be well received.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Tell us, Kelly Langdon, about Mrs. Peru. Who is she?
Well, Mrs. Peru is apparently an immigrant. She is Irish through and through. I'll even be spraying my hair red. And
well, you're halfway there. It's kind of reddish.
It's close enough, but not close enough for the stage lights, so we'll try. Mrs. Peru is a widow lady with two children, but she is just antsy about getting her daughter married because, if you can imagine, she has a daughter who's around about 26 years old and not married. So,
and back in those days,
oh, right,
because yeah. This show is set decades ago.
Yes, so you might see me nudging Marion along in pursuing a guy.
Mm-hmm. Who's portraying Marion, by the way?
Marion is being portrayed by Andrea Furka, who is a high school teacher at the Slippery Rock High School District, doing an excellent job.
I don't know who portrayed Marion in the original Broadway production, but it was Shirley Jones in the film.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Which I'm sure a lot of people
I don't know who it was in the Broadway.
No idea.
Barbara Cook.
Oh, that sounds right,
is it,
yeah.
Barbara Cook?
Yes.
That's right. We have the original soundtrack, so yeah, that's correct.
Don't know her. Harold Hill, however, portrayed by Robert Preston in both.
Yeah.
He was on the Broadway production and in the film,
right,
too.
Right, yeah.
I was reading a little bit about him. He was a relative unknown actor, B-list, you know, what you'd movie actor, until he did the film version of Music Man.
That's
and
right.
That jumped him up to A-list.
That's
you know?
Right. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Shirley Jones, however, was, if she wasn't a big star already, she was. She was up and coming because she did Carousel,
Oklahoma
Carousel with the Rodgers and Hammerstein. Yeah. Shirley Jones is a Pittsburgh gal. Did you know that? Yep. Western Pennsylvania, I think Smithton, actually, but Western Pennsylvania gal.
Oh,
yeah.
That likes me, makes me like her better.
Yeah. Pittsburgh girl. So The Music Man, to me, it's kind of the great American musical.
It is. At this point
in time, maybe right after Oklahoma or equal billing with Oklahoma.
Yeah, all those, that time period, Carousel, the Rodgers and Hammerstein, all classics at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Well, The Music Man kind of capitalizes on what, you know, back in the day, smaller cities, smaller towns, they all had a gazebo in the park, and they had a local band, and the band played on holidays, you know.
Right.
We still have that in a few places.
Yeah.
One that I know of is Harrisville in northern Butler County.
Right.
They still have a community band
plays
on occasion. And that's kind of the theory behind this, I guess.
And it was interesting when I did the research on the architecture of the buildings, because we actually built a town square.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's
wow.
Buildings are like 15 feet high. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. So then as I was doing the so then I started noticing all the streets in Butler and looking at the architecture, which is very close to what they had in River City, because it's the same time period that towns were built.
Yeah. Yeah, you have some interesting stuff at the top of buildings.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Facades, gargoyles, all that kind of stuff up there. Yeah, people never see that.
That's right. You're right.
Don't pay attention to it. So when the show opens, Michael, you as Harold Hairlaw, coming into town, and you kind of look around and you say, these people are ripe to be conned, huh?
Yes. So I guess the whole start of the con, I'm talking with one of my friends who happened to be in the town, Marcellus Washburn. He used to do cons with me, and he and I come up with the idea of bringing this kids band con to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it all kind of starts is the song that I think is one of our favorites, I think, to do is the song You Got Trouble.
Right here in River City.
Yes.
That's trouble with a capital T.
That rhymes with P.
And it stands for pool. Right? Yeah, because he invents this, you know, there's a pool hall, and if the kids are hanging out at the pool hall, they're going to get into trouble.
Exactly.
And let's form a band so we'll have nice, healthy entertainment for the kids to do instead of playing that dirty pool.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a great song. Yeah, We Got Trouble. It's a tough. There's a lot of tough songs in here. Michael.
There is.
And did you have any trouble learning them?
Surprisingly, I didn't really have a lot of trouble. I listened a lot to the Broadway soundtrack, going to and from rehearsal, and even before rehearsal started, just to get the songs in my head. And just through rehearsing with everybody at Stuart Hall, I think it definitely helped me solidify the songs. Mr. Ralph, he'll still hound me, though, about trying to make sure that I get all the words out, and just because that song is really
fast.
Some
of the songs are, they're almost staccato. There's, you know, a whole bunch. This is what a con man does. He puts a whole lot of words in a sentence, sometimes meaningless, but just to make him sound like he knows what he's talking about.
Yes.
You know, to bluff people, and that's tough, especially when you're singing to do that. You have to do much dancing, Michael.
Not as much dancing, more kind of like moving around while I'm singing.
The one song that I can think of with the dancing for Harold Hill is 76 Trombones. Right?
That's pretty much marching.
Yeah. So you can just march around for
that. Yeah, it's mostly just marching, me and the kids. We'll march around the stage.
The big dance number in the show is Shapoopy. It's everybody, and it's really very lively.
I don't remember that one.
It's the one where Marcellus is singing about girls and so forth, and it's called Shapoopy. Yeah, yeah, it's a really big, big number.
I have to refresh my memory when I see the show. Yeah. Is it in the film?
It is, yes.
Yeah. I have to go watch the film after I see your show.
It's probably like an act two.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about The Music Man. The Sing Hosanna Performing Arts Group in Butler is going to be presenting this classic, and it really is a classic of American Broadway stage, The Music Man, this weekend at Suckup Theater. It's pretty much become your home, hasn't it,
for it Sing Hosanna? It has, yeah. Mm-hmm. For the big productions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice venue for you.
It is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're nice to work with there.
Yeah. Great acoustics. It holds about 450 people,
right,
I think.
Right,
so
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody's too far from the stage.
Correct. Yeah. Right.
Are you using a live orchestra or soundtracks?
We are having a live orchestra, probably about 18 in it.
Oh, wow.
Lots of brass.
Well, why? You've got to have brass for music.
That's true. That's true. And they are wonderful.
Especially some trombones in there, maybe, huh?
We have two trombones.
Okay. Wow. two times what is 76?
Somebody wanted me to get 76, and I thought, I just can't handle that.
Believe me, there weren't 76 in the Broadway production
right,
either.
That's right, yeah.
But you got that sound of a trombone.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me talk a little bit with Winthrop here. By the way, the con in this, how you make the money is you demand cash up front, right, from the parents?
Yes.
If their child wants to be in the band, you demand cash up front to buy the instruments and for the lessons and so on and so forth.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the very interesting subplot is Marion doesn't like Harold, but then as she notices what he's doing for Winthrop, she appreciates Harold, and then they do fall in love by the end of the show. So,
can you talk a little bit, Winthrop, about how your character is changed by Professor Harold here? What does he do for you?
Well, at first, I'm a kid who isn't very happy and doesn't want to talk to people because I have a lisp.
Uh-huh.
But when I realized that it could really help me to have something to do and that he's doing very kind things, that I realized that Professor Harold Hill is actually a real good friend. So I get in the band because of it, and he helps me a lot with that. So.
Have you ever played a trumpet?
No, I have not.
Do you have to actually do one in this show?
No, I don't.
Do you fake it?
Yes.
Play air trumpet, you know, like air guitar, you know? It's really a transformation of the character of Winthrop.
It is, very much.
He's a shy little boy, and then through continued conversation with Professor Hill, con man that he is, Winthrop just blooms. You know?
That's one of the great songs in the show. Harold writes a song for Winthrop, which doesn't have a lot of S's in it, and the song's called Gary, Indiana. It's a really cool song.
So that Winthrop can pronounce it easily, even though he has the speech impediment, the lisp. Wow. Talk a little bit about the Marion character, because she is very much put off initially by Harold Hill.
Yeah, she's pretty stuffy in the beginning.
She's a librarian, by the way.
Well, that maybe helps. I don't know. The ladies in town don't like her at all. She's very particular about her men and the accusations that she has from the town people. And eventually she keeps getting softer and softer. Her clothes goes from very tight clothes to more loose clothes to letting her hair down more. And what they're all jealous of is the man who created the town and donated all the money, the library. He donated the library to the town, but he donated all the books to her.
Ah.
So she owns the books. But
I didn't remember
the,
that part.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny area.
Michael, is your character Harold Hill, is he smitten with Marion at first glance, or how's that come about?
Actually, I wouldn't say that I'm smitten at first glance. I think it's also still kind of part of the con, because Marion ends up as almost an obstacle in my way of trying to make the con successful.
Ah.
So I try to win her over and throw her off balance, and what I don't realize is that it ends up that she starts to fall for me, and later on in the show, once we... like right before I decide to skip town, I have that sudden realization that I start to get smitten with her.
Mm-hmm. So she initially kind of sees through your con. She suspects that there's something amiss here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you realize that, so you try to win her over so that you can keep on pulling the money in, right?
That's true.
She does her research, being the librarian. So he mentions what college he went to. Well, then, of course, she went and researched that, and there was no college at that particular time.
Yes. So that's Gary, Indiana, Gary Conservatory, gold medal class of '05.
Does she confront you about that?
She does. Apparently, Gary, Indiana, the town was not built until '06. So that just throws the whole wretch in my plan, but
there's a big, as I remember from the film version anyway, I'm not sure that it's in the stage version, there's a big production number in the library, right?
There is a huge production number, lots of dancing,
Do you do, is that one in the stage play?
Oh, yes, yeah. It's one of our highlights. All the teenagers, all the younger ensemble, they're dancing up on top of the library tables and on the benches. They all have books, and they close them perfectly in sync with each other. It's a great number.
I think big production numbers are super in musicals. You know, occasionally there's a musical without one, and it kind of leaves me flat.
I agree. Yeah.
Get everybody on stage. Get them singing and dancing and everything like that. Oftentimes that's a great act closer. By the way, you do this in acts, right?
It's two acts.
With an intermission in the middle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're talking about the Sing Hosanna production of The Music Man. We'll take a break, come back and talk a little bit more with our guests here on the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR. We'll be back right after these words.
Hi, my name is Blaze, and I work at Compassionate Certification Centers. Having worked here for a while, I've realized that the most rewarding part of my job is offering relief to patients who thought it was no longer possible. Compassionate Certification Centers can help you get certified for your medical marijuana card in Pennsylvania. If you'd like to speak to someone at CCC, give us a call at 888-316-9085 or visit cccregister.com.
For more than 130 years, the name Concordia has meant quality care. Today, Concordia Visiting Nurses has provided high-quality, skilled nursing and a variety of therapy services to people in and around our community. Concordia Visiting Nurses is here to foster your recovery right in your own home. If you're in need of home health care, choose Concordia Visiting Nurses. Call toll-free at 1-877-352-6200.
Talking on this segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR about the Sing Hosanna production of The Music Man's coming up this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. The man who wrote The Music Man was Meredith Wilson, and as I recall from reading about it before, he based a lot of the story on his hometown.
Correct, yeah.
It's a small town in Iowa, somewhere. Yeah. Kind of like his... It's not necessarily autobiographical, but that's where he got a lot of his information.
And he did a lot of it. He did the book, he did the music, he did the lyrics. And I think that's the only show he did.
I didn't realize that he did all of it.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought he wrote the book. You
know, book,
the
music, story. And lyrics, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where I'll talk with Kelly and Michael. Are you familiar with The Music Man, Kelly, before you...
Coincidentally, my husband had bought me the Robert Preston DVD just a couple of years ago.
How about that, huh?
Because I just love musicals, and...
He was prescient. He knew you were going to do it.
He just knew, and he loves it, too. I wish he had had time to join the cast as well, but he didn't. I love Shirley Jones. I love Robert Preston, and I recently watched the Matthew Broderick and Kristen Chenoweth version from, what's that, early 2000s or late 90s. Mm-hmm. And
that was a TV version, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very, I find it to be very different, but really, really cool as well. Mm-hmm. I love the story.
What about you, Michael? Did you know this show? Were you familiar with it?
I was familiar with it.
Have you done it before?
This is actually my first time doing it, but I've seen the show once or twice, and I've seen the Robert Preston version and the Matthew Broderick version as well.
So what about costumes? Do you have classic Music Man outfits?
There's one outfit that I get to wear that I'm really excited about wearing. It's a red and white striped jacket that I wear both times that we sing 76 trombones as kind of that... I'm not sure what the word, but like the big selling point for me to get everybody on board with the band. Mm-hmm. So.
And you eventually do in that number, right?
He does, yeah.
People gradually capitulate, and you kind of mesmerize them, really, you know?
Yes.
He's kind of like a carny, kind of a carnival kind of a guy.
A little bit like Conrad Birdie in Bye Bye
Birdie.
Right.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Eventually win them over, and they're all following you like the Pied Piper.
Yes.
Yeah, good stuff. Kelly, what, you know, as I recall the film version, gosh, Mrs. Prue was much older than you. Are they going to age you for this? Are you going to be allowed to act your natural age?
Well, that'll be up to Mr. Ralph whether I paint some lines on, but I am only, I think, 7 years older than Marion here in real life, so I just have to act really, really mature. That'll be the difficult part. Yes.
Yeah, that's acting. What's it like to be able to do a show with your son?
I was just thrilled that we'd get to do it together, and since I homeschool the kids, sometimes in homeschooling you feel like you miss out on some of those opportunities that you would have in a normal school.
Good point.
And so getting to be in a big scale production like this was just really a privilege for us to be a part of, and I thought it was the perfect show for us to do together. Mm-hmm. And my younger son's also in the ensemble, so it's becoming a family affair for us.
And there are scenes in this show where you actually get to work with your son.
Yes, I have
Mrs.
to make
Prue
him.
And Winthrop have scenes together.
Yes, I have to make him give me a kiss on the cheek when he comes into the house reluctantly, so he doesn't mind that too much.
And you're kind of pushing Marion, right? Doesn't want anything to do with Harold Hill because she thinks he's a con man, and you're saying, listen.
Listen, you know,
your
options,
how many more chances
lady.
Do you have here, you know?
Yes, I have quite a nervy line in the show. I say, at your age, what kind of white knight do you expect to come riding along? And I just can't imagine if my own mother said that to me, I'd want to smack her across the face, probably.
Your Irish accent is very good.
Oh,
do you have a dialogue coach, or is Kelly this good on her own?
Yeah.
Really? Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. You could be from the old sod. No one would know. There are some classic scenes in this show with what I would call secondary characters. There's barbershop singers in this show.
There are. We have four barbershop singers, and they're doing an excellent job. They look the parts, and the harmonies are really pretty nice. Yeah. Not easy music to sing.
No, and to work it into a Broadway show is a little tough, too. Is it Light of Rose? Is that one song?
Light of Rose, Good Night Ladies.
Oh, I forgot about that one, yeah. Good Night Ladies, Good Night Sweetheart.
Yep. What else?
Sincere.
The Ice Creams, where they sing about ice cream, and then they go into the Sincere song. Yeah.
And then there's a funny song. I don't think I'm mixing up my musicals here. There's a funny song by the women in the town.
There are. Pick a Little, Talk a Little.
Yes. Pick a Little, Talk a Little. Yeah. Which now, you talk about, Michael, you were talking about getting all your words in. Well, there's a song that, I don't know, every time I see that performed, I think, my gosh, how long did they rehearse that?
Yeah.
Because it's a whole group of women.
It is, but they're singing the same words over and over. Michael has a lot of words in his stuff. The ladies just sing the pick a little, talk a little, cheep, cheep, cheep. That's about all they sing. But they have these enormous hats with all these birds in the hats, and it's a takeoff on chickens, you know, walking around.
And it kind of creates the feeling of gossip, you know,
which is the
whole point of Meredith Willson.
A great song where they're singing, and then the barbershop sings over top of it, Good Night Ladies.
Does Mrs. Peru get to sing?
I get to sing the piano lesson scene. That's when Amaryllis is doing her exercises, and so she's just kind of going up a scale with some finger exercises, and we're having a conversation to the tune of those exercises. So it gets higher and faster and more words.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a few words to fit in there, too.
Michael Traverso playing Harold Hill, do you have a favorite song or two that you get to sing in this show?
Probably one of my favorites is You Got Trouble. just because of how zany and fast-paced it is. Mm-hmm.
Big time song.
Yes.
Yeah, big time song. Yeah. I'm reminded of, what's the opening song in Guys and Dolls? You know, the street scene where you got 1,000 people running back and forth. I can't think of the name of the song now.
That's not going to come to my head.
It's fast and it kind of sets the pace, you know, for the show. And that's kind of what Trouble does, too.
It does.
Of course, 76 Trombones, you got to love that one.
Of course, that's the classic song. And then I'm also a fan of Marrying the Librarian. I think with how much work that the cast has put into it, it's such a fun number to do.
And how does that song come about? Is that when you begin to have feelings for Marion?
It's more of me trying to steer her clear of her finding out my real secrets. So I'm trying to throw her off balance and trying to convince her that, hey, I'm not a bad guy. I'm just here to make a fake band.
Well, it's a great show, and I'm sure you'll be well-received when you do this. And it's nice to be doing it over Veterans Day weekend, too.
It is. It is.
Because we got a band here. You know, it's a fake band, but we got a band. Which is perfect for Veterans Day. What else is on the agenda for Sing Hosanna, Ralph? I know you guys are never at rest.
Not.
You finish one show and you're getting ready for another one.
Well, we have a dinner theater coming up in January. It'll have a whole show, a homemade meal, and then we will be selling our hand-dipped chocolates that we all make. And that'll be at St. Peter's Parish Hall. I think it's the third Saturday in January. I'm not quite sure of that date. If anybody's interested, they can call 724-287-8362 for information about that show. And if they have any questions about the Music Man, they can call that number also.
Mm-hmm. Michael, have you done a lot of shows before? You said you have not done this one in particular.
Yes, I haven't done this show, but I've done a few shows around the Butler County area. I've done some shows with the Comptra Theater down in Cranberry Township, the Strand Theater in Zelianopol.
Really? At the Strand?
I have. Wow. And then a few shows back in the day I did with Ralph with Sing Hosanna back when I was about Connor's age.
And all musicals, or have you done dramas and comedies too?
The majority of which I've done is musicals. I've done one or two plays here and there as well.
Did you start singing when you were in school?
I did. Ever since I was little, I would always be singing around the house. And actually, my grandparents, hopefully they're listening, I'm sure they are. My grandfather is a huge fan of the musicals that I do, and The Music Man is actually one of his favorites. So I'm really looking forward to doing this for him. Every time they try to come out that I'm in a show, they'll come out and see me, and it's a delight to see
music
him in the audience.
Music Man is one of his favorites. He might come all three times. You know, that would be okay.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I first became aware of musicals and started singing parts in seventh grade.
Wow. What was the first show?
Seventh grade chorus. Well, we didn't actually do a show, but the choral teacher, when I was in seventh grade, junior high school, was a big fan of musicals. Mm-hmm. I went to a very small school. We didn't we didn't do shows. We didn't have enough kids to begin with. Right. But we, in chorus, we did pieces from mainly Rodgers and Hammerstein shows.
Oh, cool.
South Pacific and music and so on and so forth. And that was my introduction to it.
Yeah.
Not only to Broadway musicals, but to singing.
Oh, wow.
Singing in
great
parts. What about you, Kelly? A little bit about your resume. Have you done a lot of shows?
This is actually my first show. I love to sing and have sung in church for years and years and years, but I've never been a part of a musical. Just watched a whole lot of movies and been to a lot of plays. Mm-hmm. So I'm really loving it. I love the experience. And I went to a Christian college that did big musicals like Rudigore, and they would even they did the Mikado and things like that. And had a lot of friends in those productions, and I was a little bit jealous of what they got to do. And so now I'm taking my chance and doing it myself.
That's wonderful. Well, a lot of singers, professional singers, started out singing in church when they were young. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Connor, at your ripe old age of fourth grade? Do you have a long list of shows you've been in?
No, this is my first show, but I love The Music Man. It's one of my favorite musicals. I've been actually singing around the house sometimes, but I think it's going very well with all the people doing all the things. And at the first one, I saw it in the paper. Well, before that, I always looked like Ronnie Howard, so I was always thinking about The Music Man, but I never thought I'd ever be in The Music Man.
And son of a gun, here you are, huh? Sounds like you can hardly wait. Yeah. Well, you'll do a good job, I'm sure.
Oh, he always has a sparkle in his eye when he's up on that stage.
I can
imagine.
It's
really cool to see.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you.
Thanks for having us.
And what do they say in showbiz? Break a leg this weekend, huh? Yeah. Go to it. That's a euphemism, Connor. We don't want you to go out and break a leg.
Yeah, I keep telling him Winthrop can't have crutches, so he can't roughhouse.
Music Man on stage at Suck Up Theater this Friday night, Saturday night.
Sunday afternoon.
Tickets at the box office?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or at May's Music Shop.
In advance, if you want them in advance.
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ralph Christie Jr. visiting with us, along with Kelly Langdon and her son Connor, and Michael Traverso here on the It's Your Turn program. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Hang Tough. What's that all about? Well, we'll tell you in just a couple of minutes. So stick around. Back with more in just a few moments. Right back.
The staff at Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center would like to express their humble gratitude to their patients and the community for voting them Butler's Best Chiropractor in the Butler Radio Network's Butler's Best Contest. They vow to work even harder to continue to provide top-notch care to their patients while being stewards of the community. Thank you once again. We look forward to seeing you. Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center, Thornapple Drive in Butler. Learn more at applewoodchiro.com.
Sunnyview Nursing and Rehabilitation Center has a rich history in Butler. Now they are making continuous improvements and technological advancements to better serve the community. Sunnyview specializes in short-term rehabilitation and skilled nursing. Schedule a tour to see their beautiful facility. Call 332-6872 or visit sunnyviewcenter.com. Sunnyview Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, close to your home and close to your heart.
Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler answers your questions about cremation. Here are the most asked questions. Should you consider cremation for your loved one? Is it appropriate for your family? How would they feel about it? What's the appropriate funeral service and what's the cost? These are all good questions. Cremation offers three advantages: simplicity, convenience, and it's local. Thompson Miller's cremation services are right here in Butler at our own newly created facility. We assure you that your loved one will never leave our care at any point in the process. Let's talk it over privately here at Thompson Miller in Butler, or call us at 724-287-3706, 287-3706, or online at www.thompson-miller.com. Thompson Miller, at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, time-honored excellence.
It's never been more important to stay in touch with the events and issues that shape our world. And for more than 25 years, Radio Pennsylvania has been the Commonwealth's source for stories and newsmakers impacting your life.
We're taking precautions to prepare for the worst that this storm can deliver.
And I believe that we need an armed, highly trained security officer in every school.
We should not be using mental illness as a scapegoat for things like mass shootings and violence.
Covering your state capital and all corners of the Commonwealth, Radio PA's team of award-winning journalists is on constant watch as your eyes and ears on the front lines of the major events of our time. honored for broadcasting and journalistic excellence by
the Associated Press, the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters, the National Association of State Radio Networks, the National Headliner Awards, and many others.
8-time winner of the Joe Snyder Award for Outstanding News Service, the top news honor bestowed by the Associated Press in Pennsylvania. The Radio Pennsylvania Network, bringing you closer to Harrisburg and all of your Keystone State.
Be talking about Hang Tough on the next segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR. Dave Malarkey is my name, and we're joined by, why, for goodness sakes, it's Mrs. Claus with us here in the studio right now.
Good afternoon, Dave. I was so happy to be out there and greet those little boys and girls that just came out of here talking to you on the radio.
They were kind of shocked because not only did we have young Connor Langdon in here, but his younger brother and younger sister, along with their mom. And when we opened the door and they went out into the lobby, there was Mrs. Claus sitting there.
And the eyes spoke many words without anything coming out of their mouths.
I think they knew who you were right away.
I do.
Wonderful outfit there, yes.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Sharon Snyder is portraying Mrs. Claus, and she's here to talk about Hang Tough. Stocking stuffed with love and care. Tell our listeners about Hang Tough, Sharon.
I'd love to, Dave. Hang Tough was something that hasn't been around a long time, but it was started with the name Hang Tough last year. In prior years, in 2011 is the first year it was brought to Butler, and that was by Kimmy Berpliger, who was a big fan club member of Martina McBride.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in Nashville at a concert with her mom, and Martina had written a special song, which was called the Cancer Anthem Song, which is I'm Gonna Love You Through It.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually wanted the fan clubs to take the stockings and hand them out at the hospital, so Kimmy brought them back to Butler and passed them out right here at Benbrook Medical Center. And that was 2011. So Kimmy handled it well and with pride and dignity, and she just had so much fun doing it. And you know, everybody gets burned out a little bit after diligently giving of your time volunteering. So
sure.
I just had this little voice in my head and this little person sitting on my shoulder saying, you can do this, you can do this. And we tried a couple times to just do this, and then I, of course, approached Vicki at the radio station, which I've always volunteered with her for cancer fundraising. And we used to do the purple picnic in the parking lot, and
mm-hmm.
we had all kind. That's a tongue twister there. That's like
I forgot
the
about
flying
that, yeah.
purple people eater. Remember the purple eggs and the purple pancakes, and everything was purple.
I do.
This is a little easier than purple pancakes, but so anyway, with some good backing besides Vicki and my husband, we actually named it Hang Tough. Came up with a little logo. And last year, we were blessed with our community supporting stockings being stuffed by love and care from individuals, from families, from many different organizations and groups. And we were able to deliver 1,029 stockings to patients in Butler County last year.
You hear that, folks? Over 1,000 stockings delivered last year. So here we are. It's hard to believe, but we're almost a week into November now. Thanksgiving, a little over 2 weeks away, and it's time. I mean,
right.
I'm sure you've started, right?
I have. Actually, if I don't get started by November 1st, it kind of gets a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, we're running the program from November 3rd through December 1st, and we have many boxes out there this year to collect the stockings that are stuffed. They don't have to just bring them to the radio station. They can look on the website and see where all the boxes are at, and we'll talk about where the boxes are at. But word of mouth seems to be, you know, spreading. And, of course, with the radio listeners, that really, really helps. And people just sharing what they know. And usually once they stuff a stocking one time, they want to do it again and again because it gives them a warm, fuzzy feeling to know that they're sharing their love and care to a complete stranger that just needs a smile over the holidays.
So people participate by, first of all,
shopping.
Buy a stocking somewhere, right? And you can get those at any number of places. Most stores have their Christmas stuff out already.
They do. Mm-hmm. The dollar store, any of the stores around, Kmart's not here anymore, but Walmart, Target, you know, a lot of places have stockings. Even grocery stores carry stockings.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a little list that we supply that has some great items in it that help stuff the stockings, but we tell you to be creative and unique. Use your imagination. Think about what you used to like to get when you opened your stocking. Hand sanitizers and chapsticks are always good. You know, you always got that one thing that you're like, why is this in my stocking? But it was always great to get it. A lot of our chemo and radiation patients spend a lot of time where they don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually, since we had so many last year, I don't want to get off track, but I do want to let you know that the cooperation from the clinics in the Butler area is what lets us do what we want to do to make them smile. And that is we take the stockings and deliver them and stack them. And then they let us come and go on a daily basis to deliver them. So along with myself and seven or eight elves, we go into all the different clinics and hand them one by one to all the patients.
And some items that might be put in a stocking can help patients pass the time, sometime when they're getting chemo or other infusions. They're just sitting there for
Correct.
A while, right? Sometimes
Correct.
For quite a while.
Some of them can be there from 10, 15 minutes to 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we suggest putting little crossword puzzle books. They're the little word search books and colored pencils and crayons and coloring books. They have adult coloring books now. And that is something I do need to let you know is there are no children receiving treatments that we're aware of in the county. It's in Allegheny County at Children's Hospital. We deal with just Butler County right here, our mm-hmm. hometown.
So it would be for adults.
Adult male yeah. or female. We ask that you not really choose because now with all the HIPAA laws out there, we're not allowed to say how many male and female patients do you have, but they do share with us, you know, like we have, you know, 150 patients or 20 patients or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and that way they can be a unisex per se that, you know, stretch gloves are kind of one of those things that are always in the stockings, but do they fit men's hands and women's hands? Sure they do. That's why they're called stretch gloves. So that's always a neat thing.
So where can people drop off stockings?
Well, we have a couple places that people can drop off stockings, and that is right here at the radio station on Pillow Street at Schneider's 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning on Unionville Road. We have 4 branches at Next Tier Bank, at the Clearview Mall, at Lindora Plaza, at Moraine Point, and at the Diamond in downtown. We have Valencia Donuts. We have, and I'm going to go through the list here. Help me out. Headlines of Hair out on Route 68. We have a box at Meridian Church, Meridian Presbyterian Church, at St. Fidelis Church, at Graceway Community Church. We have boxes just about popping up everywhere, Dave.
The Law Office of Dylan McCandless, King, Calder, and Graham.
Yes, the Law Office of the big long name there, just what you said. Dylan
McCandless,
King, Calder, Graham, right on the corner.
Directly across the street from the Tier Parking Garage.
Parking Garage, mm-hmm. correct, yes. And you just never know where you're going to be as to where you're shopping, and you can drop off those stockings.
It wouldn't take very long to pick up a few items to put in a stocking.
It doesn't. It mm-hmm. doesn't. You can pick 15, 20 minutes. I will tell you that it's a great project to do as a family.
That's a good idea.
Last yeah. year for Thanksgiving, instead of having somebody bring a green bean casserole and somebody bring in a cranberry salad, I said, I'll tell you what, I will provide the meal. I want everybody to bring a stuffed stocking. So just in my house, we had 22 stockings show up.
Mm.
So there's a lot of ways you can incorporate giving. It's a great family project, teaching the children, take them shopping, give them $10, $15 to fill a stocking.
2 or 3 or 4 stockings, and that's what we're going to do this afternoon.
Right.
Whatever.
Right. We have Boy Scouts and Girl Scout troops that are on board. We have 2 Girl Scout troops that have actively stuffed for the 2 years that I've been really helping with this project. The 1 year, the last year, as a matter of fact, the 1 Girl Scout troop, we gave them 30 stockings to stuff, and they ended up going out and purchasing another 30. So they stuffed 60. We have an elementary school that's on board, and the same thing. We donated 3 stockings apiece to them, and they ended up stuffing a whole lot more. We ended up with 72 stockings from the school.
Mm.
So it just is, it's a nice thing to see because it just grows and grows and shares and shares.
You mentioned a website or a Facebook page or something?
We have a Facebook page, Hang Tough, Stocking Stuff with Love and Care. That is, it has pictures from last year. It has advice and information and a list of the stocking stuffers that you can buy. It has places, as we just mentioned, Dave, where the boxes will be. It has all the box where you can drop off your stuffed stocking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw some of Santa's elves here at the radio station early this morning. It looked like they were stuffing.
You did. Stuff. There were. There were quite a few. Elf Tyler and Elf Taylor were here, and they were stuffing very diligently and fixing their stockings up. And once again, that's a team effort with the radio station, stuffing stockings, showing that they love and care and support someone in a trying time through the holidays.
And there were pictures taken. Are these pictures posted somewhere? Do we know?
I hope they're posted on the radio website, mm-hmm. Butler Radio. And I'm sure they'll be on the Hang Tough website also. Or not the website, but the Facebook page before the end of the day.
Because the elf stuffers were dressed like elves when they were
stuffing
their stockings today.
Mrs. Claus came complete with not letting them be disappointed that they had the ears, the hats, and down to the elf shoes.
Did you put together your apparel, your outfit there? It's quite marvelous.
I've had a Mrs. Claus costume for probably, I want to tell you, 20 years now.
Really?
Since my children were in elementary school. And I used to read. I'd go into different places and read children's books to them. Love to read out loud to children. Mm-hmm. And back when the radio took over the parade, I had the privilege of being Mrs. Claus in the parade. And I solicited my dear friend to make me some new Mrs. Claus clothes. And it's kind of an addiction when I go to the fabric store that, oh, that'd make a beautiful apron. And I gather another 2 yards and donate it to the cause and say, you know. And it's funny that you asked that because I was just there the other day. And of course, my mouth works all the time, no matter where I'm at. And she wanted to know what I was doing with the material. And I said, well, Mrs. Claus needs new aprons. And she wanted to know what that was about. And I just happened to carry flyers with me wherever I go. Handed her a flyer. And last year, she was one that participated with her card club. Mm-hmm. Instead of donating an ornament that they didn't want anymore to each other or a white elephant, they decided they'd each stuff a stocking. And then they called me and I picked up their stockings. But this year also, they can find a box at Whispering Winds Kennel. And Mrs. Claus will be out there taking pictures with dogs and cats. So I had to have an apron with a dog and cat on it.
I'm not exactly a fashion expert, but I'll attempt to describe Mrs. Claus's. You have lace at the neck and at the wrists, and then you have a beautiful Christmas apron on, and a hat.
That matches the apron.
In her kerchief and I in my cap.
And it matches the apron.
Yeah.
The skills she has to coordinate my caps with my aprons.
Very nice.
I now have 4 matching outfits. And I can pick and choose my, just like you do when you think, which tie do I want to wear today, depending on what moves me. I have a lot of little girls after the parade. Why don't I ever wear blue? Why doesn't Mrs. Claus ever wear blue? She wears red and white and green. So we found some pretty blue material with sparkles.
Well, red and white and green, that's
Christmas colors, right?
Yeah.
But when Frozen was big and all the little girls fell in love with Frozen, everything
Frozen.
Was blue, so they all wanted Mrs. Claus in blue. So,
is Mrs. Claus going to be in the Christmas parade again this year?
She is. Mrs. Claus will be making a guest appearance with Mr. Claus in the parade this year. We don't want to miss that. The light-up parade is always a great time with all the lights and everything, and that still gives everybody a chance to drop off a stocking that day, too.
And that's coming up in a little over 2 weeks.
It is.
All of a sudden, it's going to be here.
A very, very busy day.
Saturday after Thanksgiving.
It is.
Wow. Well, this is such a great, great program. We're talking about Hang Tough, Stockings Stuffed with Love and Care. And I'm just thinking, there are a lot of groups. You mentioned a card club group. There are a lot of groups who get together, book clubs, card clubs, whatever. And they have a gift exchange at Christmas time, and that's fine. But, if you wanted to do something different and really make a difference, you could decide that everyone was going to stuff a stocking.
Correct. correct. And we encourage people to put like a inspirational message, just a thinking of you or knowing that you're cared and thought about over the holidays. Or if they want to put a little prayer in there for them, they can put a Christmas card. They can tell them who the stocking's from. It's just a nice gesture to have them receive the stockings. And the stories we can share with you, because once again, Dave, I was guided to do this, but without the backing of my family, my husband, Vicky, and the elves, I couldn't do this alone.
Mm-hmm.
The stories that we can share that are just remarkable, it's God's hands in everything also, because as you saw the expression on the children's face when they walked out and saw Mrs. Claus in the office out here, when I walk in to deliver the stockings, I can hear patients hollering, "Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Claus," and they're children at Christmas, just like we all are. We all become children at Christmas. And they'll want me to see things, but the one story that stands out was, we have a lot of Beanie Baby collections that people donate us, so we make sure there's a little stuffed animal on the top of stockings. And the one lady really wanted one for her animal at home, and we didn't recommend that she'd take the Beanie Baby home, but that's her choice. She knows her animal more than we do. But she's hollering over. She said, "Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Claus, I know this stocking was prepared just for me." So I went over trying to quiet her down, and she says, "Look at this. Everybody else has a stuffed dog and cat, and mine has a stuffed rose, and my name is Rose."
Mm.
So there's a guiding hand in all the stockings that get passed out. As much as we may not know what that guiding hand or who that guiding hand is, we do deeply know who that guiding hand is that does this with us.
And all of this began with Martina McBride, who's a, for folks who aren't familiar with country music, she's a country music
star. She is a great country artist and a beautiful musician. And she wrote a song, "I'm Gonna Love You Through This," which was dedicated to her dear friend who was diagnosed with cancer. And unfortunately, her friend passed away in 2014. As we didn't like to hear that, but she was the recipient of the stockings that Martina had driven this for.
Well, it's not only heartwarming for the patients to receive these, heartwarming to make and give, too. I mean,
correct.
You know, the people who are helping you out getting a good feeling from it, too, I would think.
It's amazing how you walk away from a clinic that is so depressing and so, I guess, nerve-wracking, if you want to say that. It takes special people, and my elves are very special and dedicated people to do this. We work very closely with the clinics in Butler County, and I can't say enough about Melanie and Angela and Stephanie and Stacy. And there's so many names that are out there because they're just wonderful to work with, because they all have the same goal, and that's to give a smile to someone through the holidays.
Once again, some of the things that you might consider putting in your hang tough stocking, slipper socks, colored pencils, crayons, decks of cards.
Decks of cards,
Uno,
yes.
Uno, played Uno when I was younger. I haven't played that for a while. Right now I play solitaire with a deck of 51. gift cards, dried fruit. There's something.
Yep. Yeah. Granola bars.
Hand lotion, Kleenex, wet wipes, wet ones, magazines, books. That's a good thing to pass the time if you're getting treatment.
Yeah. It is. And I can share with you, Dave, about the gift cards, because sometimes people either take the bus or they have someone drive them, and they love to share the fact that when they leave, they can stop with the gift cards at Sheets or wherever they might be driving by and get something for them to drink or, mm-hmm. you know, fill up their gas tank with $5 or whatever. And the one day we had a patient open up the stocking immediately. And it's funny because some dig right into the stockings and others wait and carry them home. And the one patient dug right into the stocking, and there was a Subway gift card, and right away he looked at his nurse, and he says, "Lunch is on me tomorrow." So it was really cute, because he, once again, even though he received the gift that someone had given him, he was paying it forward by buying his nurse lunch.
Or you could put snacks in there.
You can.
Peanut butter crackers or peanuts or anything. Pocket calendars, yeah. There's a whole list of suggestions.
There are.
On your Facebook page.
Right? On our Facebook page and on the radio station website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got complete information as well. So to recap here, for folks who may have joined us midstream, we're talking about Hang Tough, Stocking Stuffed with Love and Care for local cancer patients. Now, we realize that this is still a week into November and that Christmas is at the end of December, but this program only goes through December 1st because you have to get all these delivered, right?
We have to get them in. We count them and tabulate them, and then we distribute them accordingly to the certain places, and then we go in on a weekly basis and a daily basis. We split up our teams, and we go in daily and hand out, and we also usually offer lots of hugs with our stockings.
Mm-hmm. Last year, over 1,000 stockings were delivered to Butler County cancer patients, so...
They were, 1,029, and I do have to tell you, Dave, that this year the program has grown into Mercer County, and excited, Mrs. Claus goes between the two counties while the elves are busy in both counties working, and we're excited because, as we all know, healthcare and this, that, and the other thing, but UPMC Hillman is a lot of places, and they're very willing to once again share the love with their patients by having us come in and do this over the holidays.
Can you go over the list of places where people, you know, if you buy a stocking or two or do it as a family, several, and you fill them up, and where you can drop them off? Because you have a great number of locations, make it very convenient to drop off the stockings. One of the places is here at WISR Radio.
It is.
We're at 252 Pillow Street. We're 100 yards up the street from Pullman Park, so...
It is.
We're easy to find.
Certainly don't want to forget anybody, Dave. We have, besides the radio station, we have Schneider's 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning out on Unionville Road. We have Next Year Bank, 4 locations. Clearview Mall, Lindora, Diamond, and Moraine Point. We have Whispering Winds Boarding Kennel, Headlines of Hair Concepts, Jazzercise Butler Fitness Center, St. Fidelis Church, Dollar Bank, Meridian Presbyterian Church, the law firm of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, and Dr. Catherine Zavos and Dr. Amanda Adams down in Seven Fields.
Sharon Schneider visiting with us. Oh, I'm sorry, I should say Mrs. Claus visiting with us here today. Sharon, good to see you. It's a great program you're operating here.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Dave. I look forward to seeing your stocking stuffed.
Okay, good deal. We'll take a quick break to talk about the Slippery Rock Business Association. It operates under the umbrella of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. We'll have guests to talk about it, including the president of the chamber, Stan Kosciuszko. So stick around. We'll be back with more right after these words.
The Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot has delicious, all-natural, free-roaming turkeys and chickens to make your Thanksgiving meal special this year. Their birds are handled with extreme care and are preservative and additive-free. Buy your turkey frozen today or get it fresh right before the big holiday meal. For the tastiest turkeys and chickens in Western PA, call the Jones Turkey Farm, 724-352-2450, or visit jonesturkeyfarm.com. The Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot, quite simply the best.
That's one of the more recognizable doo-wop songs, recorded by Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, even Elvis. But most well-known is sung by the legendary Marcells. See them perform live at Tanglewood, your hometown center for entertainment, Saturday, November 10th. Doors open at 6. BYOB dinner by Chef George at 7. Showtime at 8. Tickets, $25. Call 287-0021 for reservations.
Blue Moon.
PA Post, the statewide news organization covering issues and policy in Pennsylvania, is your go-to source for election information. From the gubernatorial and Senate races to the contests in each of Pennsylvania's newly drawn 18 congressional districts, make PA Post your source for pre-election research. You'll find annotated debate transcripts and articles comparing candidates' stances on the issues. All of this is available to help you make an informed decision at the polls. Find it at papost.org.
The Christmas in West Sunbury Craft Show will be held this Saturday, November 10th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the West Sunbury Volunteer Fire Hall. The admission is just $1 per person and does include a ticket for a door prize. Proceeds will benefit the West Sunbury Volunteer Fire Department. So come support the fire department at their annual Christmas in West Sunbury Craft Show.
Welcome back, good friends. We continue with the Tuesday edition. It's your turn here on WISR. Election Day edition, as a matter of fact. And as I went out into the lobby to welcome our next guests here in the studio, I see that it looks like the sun is trying to pop out a little bit here on
Election
Day.
Yeah, windy, though. Very, very windy.
As soon as the rain stopped today, it got blustery. Mm-hmm. But that's drying it out a little bit.
Still a lot of leaves on the trees, though.
Yeah. Well, we're blowing some of those around pretty good, too.
Even though we just fell backwards Sunday, I appreciated that extra hour I got.
Me, too. Stan Kosciuszko is with us. Stan is the president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. As always, my friend, good to see you.
Nice to be here.
We also welcome with us today Adriana Bly, who is the vice president of the Slippery Rock Business Association. Adriana, good to see you.
You too. Nice to be here.
And we say hello again to Laura Wozniak, who is the president of the Slippery Rock Business Association. Laura, good to see you as well.
You as well.
Yeah. So the Slippery Rock Business Association.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it operates under the umbrella of the chamber, right?
It's a legal affiliate of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. 12 years ago, right?
Actually, it's
14. Wow. I'm even older than I thought. But I always tell the story about how the SRBA came to be. But I had started the chamber in 2002. But I was invited to a Rotary Club meeting up there at Next Year. Mm-hmm. And the luncheon. And the president of the Rotary at that time was the mayor of Slippery Rock. And after the meeting, he approached me and he said, "We need a Chamber of Commerce here in Slippery Rock. Can you help us form one?" So I met with some of the business people and to find out what they wanted a Chamber of Commerce for here. What they needed was a business association. So my board said, "We'll just propose managing, administering that business association. They're completely autonomous, but we cover all their insurance, liability. We do the 990s. We make sure the checking account is balanced and everything." And so that's how it's been for 14 years. And it's been successful. The merchants, most of the time, merchants want to do promotions, cooperative advertising, radio shows such as this. Mm-hmm. But they don't need to do tax seminars and training seminars. The chamber can do that for them. So anything dealing with county, state, or federal issues, they just look at us for that. And Slippery Rock University has always been a very active chamber member. So it kind of served as a bridge for town and gown. So Slippery Rock is now much more involved in the Slippery Rock Business Association because they feel comfortable knowing that it's being run by the Chamber of Commerce administratively and legally. But I don't even go to their board meetings because their board is completely self-sufficient. They run themselves. Mm-hmm. They have their own website, which is beautiful. They just had it redone last year. And they collect their own membership dues. So,
what's the website, Laura?
It's actually goslipperyrock.com. Mm-hmm. So if you go to, like Stan said, one of our members who does web design redid it for us last year, and it's fantastic. Not only does it give you a listing of our members, but this past year we rolled out something new in a community calendar, which we thought was kind of essential. There's so many different organizations in Slippery Rock, the university, and I think, you know, what we were hearing from our members is, you know, "Oh, I didn't know this was going on," or "I didn't know that was going on." So we try to encourage our members to tell us what's going on in and around town in the surrounding areas so that we can post that. So not only is it our meetings for the business association, but it's also other things going on at the university, community events, church events that are going on too. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. Adriana, you're with the Spring Hills Marriott Spring Hill Suites Butler. What's your connection with Slippery Rock?
I used to work at the Fairfield Inn in Slippery Rock, but now that I'm in Butler, we still want to be involved in Slippery Rock, and we still want to help out, and I still care deeply about Slippery Rock, so we definitely want to stay involved in that community as well.
Mm-hmm. Laura, what about your connection with Slippery Rock?
Well, actually, when I started it, I worked for Next Year Bank, and when I started there 18 years ago, I started as the manager of that office. Moved from Virginia. My husband and I live in Slippery Rock, right outside of town in Worth Township. So my office is there, still in that branch, in my role for Preferred Corporate Services. So It's where I live and where I work, and it's the community I'm raising my children in. So it's really important to me to kind of give back to that.
Where's the Next Tier Bank branch in Slippery Rock? Right downtown there?
It is. And I'll give a shout out to Bob McCafferty. It's right next door to the North Country Brewing Company there, the brew house.
So. I know where it is. that's Main Street, isn't it? Is that Main
Street?
Easy to
find.
Yeah.
He's a good guy to give a shout out to.
Definitely is.
I'm sure he's a very active member of the business association.
We've been so blessed to have, Bob and employees from, North Country and around and Harmony Inn to be able to help us. A lot of the things that we do, like Village Fest and Light Up Night, wouldn't be possible without the support of our businesses, and Bob's been a big part of that. Mm-hmm. Every year for the past couple of years, he's donated his space at his production facility for us to have a picnic, which is such a fantastic event and something that's available to our members and our community members to go and just kind of be with each other, talk a little bit of business, but mostly just kind of catch up for the year. It's always a fantastic event, so we're very thankful.
You have a large membership?
We do. We're right around that 90 member mark.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed that high. That's wonderful.
We actually kind of hear that a lot, because if you would just kind of take a glance at Slippery Rock, you're like, well, is there actually 90 businesses there? But, our businesses are, of course, from Slippery Rock, but they're also from the surrounding areas. They're businesses that and entities that maybe want to do business in Slippery Rock or have a connection to the area. So we do have certainly businesses from Butler, from Grove City that are members as well, very active members.
Mm-hmm. I think it's probably great to have the university so close, Adriana, because a lot of the businesses, I'm sure, are dependent upon university students and staff, right?
Yes, that's very true. And, we have such a good connection with the university as well, and that's so helpful because they make, a lot of the things run in town, and it really helps the connections that we have. And like Laura was mentioning, you don't have to be a business in Slippery Rock to be a member of the Slippery Rock Business Association. Like, my hotel's in Butler, but we're a member, but we want to be involved in Slippery Rock. So anybody that would want to be involved in Slippery Rock and help the community out is able to be a member of the SRBA. And then, with the university, you're able to get a lot of connections with that, being a member too.
Mm-hmm. So the Business Association sponsors Village Fest, am I right on that?
We sponsor the cornhole tournament for that, and then a lot of our members volunteer the day of. So this year, myself and a couple other members, we volunteered for the cornhole tournament. We run that. It's one of their events that bring in different generations, like a lot of college students, to anybody else that wants to do cornhole, and it seems to be a staple every year. So we sponsor that, and we run it, and then anybody else can volunteer for the day. And this year there was a ton of people there. I don't know if it was one of the record breaking, but it was
pretty close. We Slippery Rock Development is actually kind of the governing body for Village Fest, mm-hmm. and kind of brought it to what we know Village Fest is today. And they do kind of counts on how many people are in town. And, of course, it all has to do with the weather, too.
Yeah.
Great weather always helps us. But this was definitely a banner year for Village Fest. Certainly we
have. Usually in September, right?
It is. Yeah. It actually coincides with Friends and Family Weekend for the Slippery Rock University, which is really nice, because what I'm hearing from the university is this is a really important thing for the families to be able to do something during the day. Of course, they have football in the afternoon. There's a football game. But they come to Slippery Rock and they say, wow, look at this. We have the opportunity to have this street festival. We had such a nice time with our student while we were visiting here. We meet people from all over the country during that weekend that are just coming into town for the day. So it's a great impression of our town for the visitors, and again, a great partnership with the university and the community.
Mm-hmm. Does your board meet often on a regular basis?
We do. We meet monthly. The first Thursday of the month is our board meeting. We always say everybody's welcome to come if they'd like to learn more about Slippery Rock Business Association, learn more about what the board does. So that's the first Thursday of the month, and we meet at the Fairfield Inn, which is the hotel in Slippery Rock, and mm-hmm. they have a meeting room there. So.
Or if anybody's interested in being a board member, we're always open to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
New things.
Where's the Fairfield Inn located in Slippery Rock? It's right on the edge of town, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's Only like half a mile from Main Street, over towards Giant Eagle.
Yeah, I know where it is. I just want to make sure people did, because it's relatively new, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's actually 7 years.
Time flies.
Yeah.
I told you we're getting old, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's something that a college town needs, for goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get a lot of people coming into the university for a day or two or longer.
Oh, yeah.
Friends and family weekend, I'm sure.
Always busy that weekend.
Place was packed, yeah. Football
Homecoming,
games.
Homecoming, yeah. Graduation.
Yeah.
That's great.
Good. Excellent. We're talking about the Slippery Rock Business Association. Are there any other events that you are involved in throughout the year, Laura?
There are many events. For Slippery Rock Business Association, we meet the third Thursday of the month. It's always the third Thursday, and from 11:45 to 1. So it's pretty much an extended lunch hour for anybody who wants to attend. And for our members, they can attend the lunch, and we have a host and a speaker each time. So we'll have, sometimes it's the same person, sometimes we have one person that likes to host and one person that likes to speak. But essentially, you come, you have a lunch, you meet some people, and you get a little more information about one of our business members. And we like to travel a little bit, never too far, but certainly we like to get out there and see our members' businesses, have them showcase their location, and maybe do a tour. So every third Thursday, we'll have it posted on there where the location is and who the host and speaker is. So if you, again, the website is goslipperyrock.com. We keep a pretty good calendar of when the meetings are and where we're going to be.
This fits right in with the mission of your chamber, Stan, making sure that members are able to network with other members, and that helps everybody.
It does. It helps everybody. Now, Slippery Rock Business Association was also involved, and we just had a meet and move up in Grove City at Grove City College, and they were one of the sponsors for it because Grove City and Slippery Rock, you know, butt borders.
Side by side.
Exactly. So businesses in Grove City might want to come and do something in Slippery Rock. The businesses in Slippery Rock might make a connection in Grove City. So that works out good. Plus, you have Grove City College, and then you have Slippery Rock University. So the educational component of both communities is very, very important. But it really is nice how Slippery Rock University is involved in what the business community does. Laura didn't mention, but they host their Christmas party. It's at the Alumni House, and it's in December. And it's a family Christmas party, as their picnic was. It's very family oriented, so people bring their kids. The one in the summer, they bring their dogs and their, you know, their pets. It's just a nice, it's a nice mix of people, business people, and it's a different slant than some larger organization would be.
It's nice to see the cooperation. You know, in some college towns, there's some friction, there's some animosity.
A lot of times there really is, and there was years ago. Slippery Rock University was not really connected to the business community. They were connected to the Development Corporation because they were doing the Streetscape program and getting grants, but not to the business community. So there was a little bit of not animosity, but there was misunderstanding as to what businesses were needed for the students, what the students wanted, welcoming the students. I know these businesses are in tears when the students are at a session because they find some of their best employees during the school year. I mean, if you go to North Country Brewing, those college students are good workers. They're clever, they're smart, not that other people aren't, but they really want to work because they're paying for their education.
Yeah, I never thought about that. I was thinking of college students, you know, restaurants, entertainment and so on. I never thought about the employees. It's great jobs for the students.
Well, I mean, that's where they live. That's where they work. Their parents come and visit them. Their friends come and visit them. I mean, they hang out. I'm anxious for Bob's new coffee shop to open across the street from North Country because that's going to be a definite place that the kids are going to want to hang out.
Yeah. You know? I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. They had a soft opening during Village Fest, and it was wall-to-wall people. The building is beautiful. He's trying to iron out a couple final kinks, but then that'll be open. Mm-hmm. So there's always something going on. Pizza, you know, I mean, you name it. And the new sheets down there belongs to the Slippery Rock Business Association. I mean, they're good partners also.
That seems to be one of their new business models of sheets, which is totally different from what they looked like 10 years ago.
It is. It has a cafe restaurant in there that is very nice.
fact, they're demolishing one in Butler Township to build one of the new models here.
That's right. Yeah. Look, I don't know what that is. It's a speedway, I think, out on in Lindora, mm-hmm. on Hanson Avenue, but. That's going to be quite a production. Also.
I'm not familiar with that company. I only know of one other one in the area, yeah. down on Route 19.
It's amazing, yeah. just amazing. But a lot's going on in Butler County, and we merged with the Zealand Opal Harmony Chamber 5 years ago. So to the south, we have a nice presence. Mm-hmm. We're very active with the Mars Business Association, and. You know, it was good of my board and smart of them to affiliate with the Slippery Rock Business Association. And just the other day, I met with the Saxonburg Business Association. They're looking at perhaps developing the same model. They have a really very well run business association. But as Laura and Adriana will attest to, when they go out and ask somebody to join the Slippery Rock Business Association, and they say, oh, by the way, we're an affiliate of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, people automatically know that. Okay, mm-hmm. this is not a fly-by-night organization. It's their fundraisers are legit. Everything's checked out. They're insured. They're covered, even for being on their board. They have directors and officers insurance. They have liability insurance for all their events. And so they know it's, you know, legally it's a good business organization.
Are there other business associations that are under the chamber umbrella?
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Slippery Rock and Mars?
Slippery Rock. Mars is not an affiliate. We have met with them. So really the only business association that's under our affiliation is the Slippery Rock Business Association. It used to be Butler Downtown. Mm-hmm. But then, as you know, in mid-2008, they voted to go independent. So they're located now at City Hall, which is a good idea. I mean, the city should be very much involved in what Butler Downtown's doing. Mm-hmm. So... But, you know, we started that organization a while ago, and we were happy to let them get through graduate school and then move the heck out of the house, if that's what they want to do.
Have you had the new president speak yet, Laura, Dr. William Barry?
We actually have. I've met him a couple of times. He expressed a deep interest in, you know, working together with the business community and very mutually beneficial not only for us and our businesses but for the university as well. So speaking of that, we actually have invited him to help us and the mayor do our light up night, which is actually when talking about the events that are coming up. Mm-hmm. Saturday, November 17th from 5 to 8 o'clock. Slippery Rock's going to have a light up night and we're going to have a real live huge tree right there on the corner as you come into town, and so we're going to actually have a ceremony with the mayor and
Al Roker will be there
and President Barry. It'll be wonderful. We're really excited, and we're very lucky to have another business association member, Ginger Hill Tavern, to donate the tree so that we'd be able to have something to actually light up for that evening. So tons of events going on this year as opposed to the past couple of years. We're going to close down Main Street for the duration of that time. So actually from 3 to 9 o'clock on Friday, or on Saturday, excuse me, November 17th, if you're coming through town and you see that the road's closed, it's for light up night, so come and join us. Just to make it a safer environment for the children to be walking around, and also to be able to have a few vendors on the street, which will kind of help us a little bit more draw in some people.
It's nice to do that every once in a while, have pedestrian, you know, a way. There are some mm-hmm. cities that have done that on a permanent basis. Others do it once in a while. Downtown Butler does it once in a while.
And the streetscape is so pretty up there in Slippery Rock.
It is, yeah.
It really is nice.
Especially since all the renovations 10 years or so ago.
Sure. Yeah. And it's nice for the city and the borough and the university to have one organization to call when they want to connect with all the merchants. Mm-hmm. So it's like one-stop shopping for getting an event going. You know, they'll call Laura, they'll contact their board. The board meets and says, yes, we want to get involved in Light Up Night. We want to do a tree. And right away, Ginger Hill stepped forward and said, we'll pay for the tree. Yeah. So, and it'll be right in front of where the gazebo is because they knocked down that building on the corner. There's the parking lot, the gazebo, and there'll be the tree. So.
Yeah, that really changed that corner, didn't it, getting rid of that? Because it was kind of a big blockbuster building there.
It was.
Let's take a break. We'll talk a little bit more with our guests in just a moment or so. One of our sponsors on the program today is Hearing Aid Service by Kelly. This is one-on-one care, folks. If you or someone in your family thinks they may need help in hearing, we would suggest that you give Kelly a call for a consultation, a complimentary consultation. And by the way, she is concerned only with making sure that you can hear better and that you're comfortable. I know of people, I'm sure you do as well, who have gotten a hearing aid or hearing aids, and they don't wear them because they hurt or they're uncomfortable. You won't have to worry about that with Kelly. Your hearing aid will be measured to fit your ear and yours alone. And by the way, she's not interested in selling you the highest priced hearing aid. In fact, you're likely to save a whole bunch of money because there's no overhead. Complimentary consultation. What do you have to lose? Give her a call. So many people who have made the change or consulted with Kelly are very happy that they did so. Here's a phone number, 724-756-4327, 756-4327. Call the hearing aid lady, hearing aid service by Kelly. One of our other sponsors is Butler Motor Tours. Hey, they have some nice holiday trips coming up. These are day trips, evening trips. One is to Ogle Bay Park and the Festival of Lights down there in West Virginia. A lot of folks have heard about this, but they're not too keen on driving down to West Virginia and having to drive home in the dark and it's late and everything like that. Take one of their big luxury coaches. This is quite a trip. It includes transportation, full dinner at Wheeling Park, mansion tour, carriage house glass museum, the Good Zoo Winter Fantasy, the laser light show, and a guided tour of the lights. How about that? It's December the 8th. And they're also taking a trip December 12th down to Ligonier for their country Christmas traditions and overly Christmas light display. Now, that includes transportation, full lunch, country music Christmas musical show, shopping in Ligonier, the old general store, country pie shop. It's very nice. And, of course, the Overlees Country Christmas Lights. Ligonier's a beautiful town. Ever been there, Stan, Ligonier?
Yes, I have.
Got Fort Ligonier there, you know, a little bit of history in the middle of town. Yeah.
There's a nice restaurant there called the Brass Duck. Of course, if it's food, really, I know where it is.
He knows where the good restaurants are. Hey, for more information on these or other trips, including their trips to Florida come the winter and the new year, check out Butler Motor Tours online at butlerbus.com, butlerbus.com. We're chatting about the Slippery Rock Business Association. Have you been involved with this, Laura, for some time? You're the president.
I have. I've actually served as president. This was my third year, and then I actually started as the secretary for 2 years prior to that. So 5 years, yeah.
Well, that's good service.
Yeah.
What about you, Adriana?
So I started as secretary for a year or two, and then I've been vice president, I think, for 2 or 3 years. I don't know. Time flies, so especially when we're having fun.
I'm getting the impression that the affiliation with the Chamber of Commerce has really been good for you, huh?
It's really been essential, to tell you the truth. You know, when we're out there talking about the business association and talking to people, prospective members or current members, there's a certain sense of, to Stan's point, there's a certain sense of trust that comes with an affiliation with such an established Chamber of Commerce. Stan's done such an amazing job of really being there for his members, representing his members so well, putting together such a solid board, and offering events that are pertinent to everybody in Butler County. So his reputation, we've been able to harness that a little bit and play off of it. And I think that the strength of our membership and the fact that we've grown steadily over the past few years is really kind of due to that. And his mentorship, I will tell you, there's many times that Adriana and I have called him and said, you know, can we talk about this? Can we talk about that? And his, you know, knowledge and experience has been really very beneficial for us.
Don't you think there's a sense of pride that's developed as well among the business community when you can say this is our group, we are Slippery Rock?
That's right. I think so. And we are pretty proud. We're proud of the events that we've put on and the success that they've had, and the fact that our members come back to say, that was really nice. Stan talked a little bit about kind of the feel being a little bit different at our picnic and our Christmas party. It is very family-oriented. Our members are small business people. They work with maybe their family, or they utilize it as a Christmas party for their staff, we have many of our members that is their Christmas party, is when they come to our Christmas party at the alumni house. So it's wonderful to be there and to be able to celebrate the accomplishments of the year. And there's definitely a big sense of pride, I think, of being from the area.
I think one of the things that I'm proud of is our picnic, because we're able to make it, especially because of Bob, make it free to our members. And I mean, we usually have like around 100 people that attend that picnic, and it's always a great event, and people look forward to that every year.
Yeah. We'll check midday lottery numbers. We'll come back and say goodbye to our guests here in just a moment. Be right back.
Midday lottery numbers for you today. The pick 2 is 4545. The pick 3, 097-097. Pick 4, 8120. Pick 5, 18641. Wild ball for each of those is 0.